wasting your time. I've been trying to get that screen unfrozen for a day, and if I can't, you certainly...
And unfrozen.
How did you do that?
I just updated your operating system and cleaned out your browser history. By the way, shame on you. Bachelor in Paradise?
It's a guilty pleasure, but I can quit at any time. No, I can't. Morning!
Morning!
Hi. Oh, what's all this? Oh, brochures from every highly selective college in America, including all 8 Ivies.
I got a flyer from the local Blackjack Academy.
It's addressed to current resident.
That's me. I get a lot of mail. I also go by occupant.
Wait, Ramona, all of these schools are on the East Coast.
I know, and they all have outstanding programs in women's studies.
But the East Coast is so far away. And the Bay Area has plenty of women to study. There's 2 of them right here.
Mom, you have to trust that I'm looking at schools that are right for me.
But I always imagined you'd go to college somewhere closer to home. Like right here at the Kitchen Island.
Jimmy, our kids are growing up. It's important that we support them and respect their life choices.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way because I'm not sure I want to go to college.
Oh, you're going to college.
And that's my cue to go. That's my cue to stay.
Madison, college is where you figure out who you want to be. You know, I thought that I was going to be an English teacher until I realized I liked llamas more than commas. So I became a veterinarian.
Well, I already know what I want to do.
You do what?
Not have this conversation.
My child might not go to college. And even Stephanie took her tuition money and drank her way through Portugal.
Don't sweat it, Deej. Hey, I didn't get into any of my top college picks, and look at me. I live in your attic.
Oh, hey, these aren't all from the East Coast. This one's from California University, my alma mater.
Aw. CU was my first rejection letter. And I got that before I even applied.
Hey, wait a minute. Why don't we take Jackson and Ramona on a campus tour? Give them a glimpse of real college life.
That's a great idea. And maybe that will encourage Ramona to pick a school that's more Kitchen Island adjacent.
And encourage Jackson to go to college.
I'll go put on my cheerleading uniform.
Wait, why do you have a cheerleading uniform? You were never a cheerleader.
I was also never a Skylar sister, a giant sandwich, a rat king, a Benihana chef, or Mrs. Doubtfire. You're going to start pulling that thread now.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, the evening TV.
So you're going with DJ to her alma mater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good luck with that.
What do you mean?
Rub-a-dub-dub, who's a Cal U cop?
That. I mean that.
What? I'm proud to be a California Cub. And I can't wait to show Jackson how exciting college is. Steph, why don't you come with us?
Oh, absolutely not. I didn't even go to college when I pretended to go. Ah, but I sure love Portuguese whiskey.
So what else are you doing today?
Nothing. Dad has Danielle and Tommy, so for the first time in months, I'll have a moment alone. No diaper changing, no rehearsals with Lisa Loeb, no wedding planning, no explaining to Jimmy where the light goes in the refrigerator when you close the door.
always wonder that, too.
Not now, Gibbler. I am using today to get centered and focused. I even downloaded a meditation app for $1.99, and it promised me $3 of relaxation. My journey to inner peace begins now.
Go, 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 go!
And my journey to inner peace ends now.
What are you guys doing here?
I live here.
No, you don't.
Then why am I always here?
And binging Fast and the Furious 1 through 8? No, 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 no. You guys can't be here.
What? No!
Why not?
Because. Do you guys have tuxedo fittings?
What? But the wedding's not for 6 more weeks. We have tons of time.
The appointments were set ages ago. Didn't you see it on DJ's bridal calendar?
DJ's bridal calendar?
Okay, why are we standing here? I'll drive.
I was the famous race car driver.
Yeah, but she's my fiance.
Good point. You drive.
Wait, wait, wait. Fast and the Furious howl on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Family.
So this concludes our tour of California University. I hope you enjoyed seeing the quad, the cafeteria, and the science lab, where, for the very first time, my tour was asked to leave.
What? I can't help it if I knew all the answers to the professor's questions. Dean plus DJ back on campus, baby! Look, Ramona, a squirrel! You don't see rodents like that back on the East Coast.
Yes, Mom, New York is notoriously rodent-free.
Jackson, anything spark your interest?
Absolutely.
Really? What?
The meal plan that lets me eat pizza all day.
Okay, well, you have to start somewhere. There is more to college than just the classes. The social scene is lit.
Mom, you can't use that word.
Did I say it wrong?
Yes. You said it while being a mom.
Also, Greek life is amazing. When I attended CU, I was the president of my sorority, Delta Epsilon Delta. You were a dud.
I'm a dud!
Go duds!
Seriously, you call yourselves duds?
It was the best sorority at CU. Every girl was practically beating down our door to rush dud.
Well, things have kind of changed since you graduated. No one wants to join Dad anymore. We only have 4 members.
Ouch! What happened?
Now everyone wants to join Zeta Beta Gamma. Or as they call it, Zeta Beta Glamma.
ZBG? They were our fiercest rivals.
But ever since they stole the bronze cap...
They stole the bronze cap? What's the bronze cap?
The bronze cap is the mortarboard of CU's first female graduate.
We haven't had it in our possession since your senior year, Mrs. Fuller.
Wow, that is a long time ago. Like, a really, really long time ago.
Well, this isn't right. We need to revive the dud spirit. We need to sneak into the Zeta house and steal back the cap.
An inspirational campus speech leading to potential sorority hijinks? You don't get that on the East Coast.
I'm sorry. We met them on the bus.
Chop, chop! Money is time! Oh, looks good. Like James Bond. Looks also good. Like guy who does James Bond taxes. Looks not good. Like James Bond grandmother's curtains.
Guys, for the wedding, I feel like we should all have one cohesive look.
Then let's go with mine. My tuxedo expresses class and elegance, but mostly because I'm in it.
But mine expresses individuality and hides my problem areas.
Bertha has opinion. You're both wrong.
But I thought you liked mine.
Bertha changed mind. Bertha is hot mess. Now this perfection. Bertha's signature tuxedo. I order one for each of you.
Well, that's good for me.
No, I am getting married, not hosting the 1964 Oscars.
Well, I don't want to look like I'm parking cars at the Golden Nugget.
Jimmy, what do you think?
Oh, I'll tell you what I think. I think I'm going to call Steph and she'll tell me what I think.
Let's bring attention to our breath.
I don't want to go to school, Dad. Gia's going to make me smoke. Hello?
Hey, Steph, we really need your help settling this argument about the tuxedos.
We've been over this. You have no problem areas.
She didn't pick up.
Well, there's only one thing left to do. We need to call somebody with style, with panache, and the brutal honesty of a New York Times theater critic.
You pulled me out of chess club for this?
Okay, sisters of Delta Upsilon Delta and occupants of the Fuller House. Today, we are here to rediscover our inner dead spirit. Today, we reclaim the bronzed cap. See, Jackson, this is the perfect opportunity for you to experience the best of college tomfoolery firsthand.
Tomfoolery? I liked it better when you said lit.
Excuse me. Hi. Aren't you a little old to be at a sorority party? You think we're only a little old?
Gimme. Focus.
We are official representatives from the National Charter. We're here on official business. Unofficially.
Uh-oh.
I'm here to make sure you know how to party like a rock star!
Hey, who wants to limbo, yeah?
How about you, young lady who I've never met?
I guess I do.
There. That's the bronze cap. Waiting for me to nap.
Nab it. Lit? Ah, pick a generation.
I'd be angry at your snarkiness, but you sound like a college student.
Gimme! Yeah, I need help distracting everyone so I can take back the cap.
Can you clear the room? No problem. Nobody knows how to clear a room like a gibbler.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Oh my God, this is like the coolest party ever!
I'm glad you think so. You know, I think you would be an excellent candidate to join the Zetas.
Me? A CBG? OMG!
Attention, party people! I have the most exciting, unexpected announcement! Guess who's playing a free impromptu concert right now at the Student Union? Boy George!
I want to get on board, but who's Boy George?
Say it's Billie Eilish. Oops! I got it wrong! Silly me! It's Billy Idol! It's Billie Eilish! Let's go!
Wait, Jackson,
don't stand in guard so I can get the cap.
And Miss Billie Eilish?
There's no Billie Eilish. You really should consider college.
This looks like Grandma's curtains.
That's what Bertha say.
This color washes you out.
Little man is brilliant.
But this is the worst of all.
Little man know nothing. This is Bertha's signature tuxedo.
Well, your signature is illegible.
Whoa, slow down there, Max.
Yes, he's off the sass pedal.
What's wrong with my suit?
You look like you're about to perform magic at the Howard Johnson's by the airport.
It's classic.
It's boring.
Bertha's highly offended.
Bertha phoning it in.
That's it. No tuxedos for you.
Excuse me, Mrs. Bertha. When you say no tuxedos, do you mean no tuxedos?
Does Bertha stutter? Not since speech therapy.
It's San Francisco, honey. They can get a tuxedo at a 7-Eleven.
Bertha also canceling your bride's wedding dresses.
No! You can't. The women took forever picking them out, enduring your abuse. I mean, charm.
Canceled! And I keep deposit.
I should text Steph. Maybe. Perhaps not. Perhaps it'd be better if we just cancel the wedding and start new lives under assumed names. I'll be Fernando.
Good luck. Being Fernando is not as easy as it looks.
By now, you should be at the peak of your relaxation.
I am.
What?
This is it. I'm bringing home the cap. Come to Mama. Oh, my lasers. This room is lit.
Mom, that's technically correct, but don't move.
What's happening?
It's a highly sensitive security system. If you move and strip any of the lasers, you'll set off the alarm.
Well, how am I going to get the cap out of here? And how do you know all that stuff?
I set up the same security system in my room to stop Max from organizing my sock drawer. I'm kidding. It's simple. It has a similar operating system to your basic cell phone. It has an intuitive user interface.
I didn't understand a single word you said, which must mean you know what you're talking about. Just get me out of here.
Okay. I'm in.
And yet you can't remember not to leave dirty spoons in the sink.
I think I see a way out of this. I'm gonna talk you through the maze of lasers so you can get out of here safely. Get down low. Now get on your stomach. Quarter turn to your right. Pyramid. Get up slowly. Watch your left. Matrix! Now kick. And carpet.
Mom, you were amazing.
Me, what about you?
That was pretty good, wasn't I? And despite the great risk of near-certain blindness, I really enjoyed it.
I know, so did I. Wait, what? Near-certain blindness?
The point is, you got out and you still have all six senses.
What do you mean our dresses are canceled?
Tiny man insult Bertha's signature tuxedo. Nobody insult the bear tux.
Look, Bertha, let me deal with Tiny Man.
Tiny man. You have got to apologize to Berta.
Why would I apologize for being right?
Okay, Max, I know you have some very strong opinions, some of which may even be right. But it's not okay to insult someone's professional work in front of them.
But you always make fun of Joey's woodchuck.
Yeah, behind his back. And more importantly, it doesn't hurt his feelings. Now, go.
Berta?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. Sorry because I can't apologize for being right.
Tiny man remains unfixed. No dresses for you.
Berta, look. I know that this is probably just another tuxedo and just another dress for just another wedding for you. But this day, this wedding, it's one that I never thought would happen. And it's the day that I get to marry the love of my life alongside my sister and my best friend who gave me the baby that I never thought I'd have.
That was the most beautiful speech I've ever heard.
Yeah, Steph, that was a wonderful way to put it.
I have never loved you more.
Berta not impressed. Like my homeland, Berta's heart cold and dead and filled with minerals.
Well, I tried. Guess I better go break the news to the ladies.
Wait. Berta, I'm sorry. Your designs are perfect because they are a reflection of your unique style. And nothing would make us more honored than to have you lend your talents to our special day. Izviniti menya.
Очень хорошо, thank you. Berta, accept apology. Dresses and tuxedos for everybody.
Yes.
Apology enough. Berta hasn't hugged since the Berlin Wall.
Nice job, tiny man. Yeah, you're not wearing that.
That was amazing.
I'd say our first college party was a success. Even before you crowd surfed across the student union.
And everyone was having so much fun, no one even noticed that Billy Joel never showed up.
Mom, it's Billy. You know what? You're right. I had a blast with you.
So, does this mean that you changed your mind about going to school on the East Coast?
Mom, you always told me that life was an adventure. And watching the way you live it convinced me of that. Now it's time for me to start my own adventure. I need to spread my wings and see the world a little bit. But the fact that I feel secure enough to move away means that you did a great job as a parent.
Why do you have to be so dang smart and brave?
Honey, I am so proud of you, no matter what you decide. And if a school on the East Coast is your top choice, then I support you. I just have to get used to the idea that my little bird is leaving the nest. Mom, wherever I end up going to school, you know the dorm is always open.
Thank you, honey.
But don't leave it open. That's not safe.
No.
So, what'd you think about college? Pizza, lasers, hijinks?
Oh,
Beth, the tour guide, just texted me and said the Duds doubled their pledge class. Can you send her a text back for me and use lots of cool emojis?
You know, I had the best time. It really helped me figure some things out.
I knew it would.
I've made a decision. I'm definitely not going to college.
Oh, come on! I flipped over lasers to make it look fun.
Mom, hear me out. I have a plan. I thought about what you said. Computers are my passion. Hacking into that security system made me realize that I'm really good at this.
Yeah, you do seem like a natural.
I did some research, and I found a great computer coding school right here in San Francisco. It's not a four-year college, but people from this program have gone on to work at Google, the FBI, and even Netflix.
Wow. Jackson, I'm impressed. I really am. There's no question that you have a real talent for computers, but the most important part is I've never seen you so passionate about something. I think this could be a really smart choice. I'm excited for you.
Thanks, Mom. Really, that means a lot to me.
I'm proud of you. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
How was the college tour? Oh, fine. Yeah, nothing special to report.
Yeah, we crashed a party and stuck under some lasers to steal an important emblem of the college history.
Sure you did. Yeah, and I sent the guys down to Berta's and almost ruined the whole wedding. I don't want to know.